Hello, teachers. We're in session 11. This particular video covers session 11 and Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 6, and then 15 to 19. It's about God's blessing and how every believer can experience God's blessing by choosing wisely between two paths. I live in Findlay, Ohio, and we are a town that is connected to I-75. I used to live near 275 down in St. Pete, Florida, and 275 turns into 75 as you head north. So there's this thing that I could do. I could have an intention of going to St. Pete, Florida, and see my friends down there, and have some Carmelitas, Mexican, some Sunny's, some of my favorite restaurants down in St. Pete, Florida. Some good seafood. That sounds good. I think I should. Damon, you want to go? It's only 20 hours away. But anyway, we could have every intention of going and seeing my friends in South Florida, getting in the car, getting on 75. But if I go north on 75 from where I'm at, I can have all the intentions of going to St. Pete, Florida. But from where I live, if I head north, even with the right intention, I'm still going to hit Detroit. And Detroit's not as cool as St. Pete, Florida. I'm just going public with that, right? There are some things that maybe I would experience in Detroit that I wouldn't experience in St. Pete and vice versa. So my intention is not really what ultimately gets me to my destination. My direction is what gets me there. And in a sense, that's what we see in today's lesson. There's two paths. There's a path that leads to blessing, and there's a path that leads to problems. There's a path that leads to prosperity, and I not in a health and wealth kind of way, but in a way that means that you're doing things in keeping with the way God made the world and with what He can bless. And then there's a direction that leads to what God doesn't bless and what goes against how God created the world. This shows up with my kids, right? There are times I want to bless my kids, and when they've been obedient, it's easier for me to bless them. When they've been obedient, their rooms are cleaner, their grades are better. Because I'm a loving father, and the direction I'm giving them, the commands I'm giving them, are going to help them prosper. But if they talk back, if they're rebellious, if they disobey, man, it's really hard for me to bless that. And their grades aren't going to be as good, and their room isn't going to be as clean, and life is going to be less enjoyable for them. That's a little bit of what we're seeing in Deuteronomy, chapter number 28. We see that every believer can experience God's blessing by choosing wisely between two paths. Here's the first path, this obedience and that leads to blessing. You're going to see that in verses 1 through 6. It says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently," there's two great words dealing with obedience, "if you listen carefully, hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Why are you doing that? "To observe and to do all his commandments." There it is. There's the obedience. "Which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God." I like that. I like that verse. God's blessing overtaking me, all the blessings coming on me and overtaking me. What an amazing thing. And he goes on to talk about those blessings. Verse 3, "Blessed thou shalt be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field." You have kind of contrasting things where the population is, and when you're out in the agriculture where it's not as much population, but you're working. "Blessed shalt be in the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks and thy sheep." He's saying you're going to have lots of kids, you're going to have lots of animals, you're going to have lots of crops. Things are going to go really well for you. "Blessed shall there be the basket and thy stone," basically, all the things, that the places where you put the harvest, are going to be blessed. And then verse 6, blessed shall they be when thou comest in, and blessed shall they be when thou goest out. Basically saying the actions, the stuff that you end up doing is going to respond to the blessing, is going to, God's blessing is going to be on it. And so, pretty simple, right? Listen diligently to what God says in his law and do it, and God's going to bless you, right? The pathway is obedience. The destination is blessing. Obey and be blessed essentially is the first path. Obey and be blessed. Path number two, disobey and suffer consequences. Here's what we see in verse number 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all the commandments and his statutes, which command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. It's really almost mirrored, isn't it? It's like the same language. It's the same kind of consequences. It's just the mirror opposite of it. You're blessed if you obey, but you're cursed. Cursed in the city. Cursed thou shalt be in the field. It's the same thing, right? Cursed shall thou be in thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall thou be in the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. This is not this really tough hermeneutical, how do we interpret this? How do we understand it? With God's obedience comes blessing, benefits. With disobedience to God's comes consequences. It comes relational discord. It's not good. And the truth of the matter is we can't completely obey God perfectly. And God has made a way for us to be right with him. And so there is a gospel expression that needs to be given here. Jesus kept the law we couldn't keep and died the death we deserve to die. He was completely obedient, and the fruits of his obedience we receive. We get an alien righteousness, and we get an inheritance that we don't deserve, because God adopts us based on Jesus and what he did. But now that we've been saved, there are still principles that a loving father blesses obedience, and a loving father chastens disobedience. The Bible says if you don't experience the chastening of the Lord, then are ye bastards, illegitimate, and not sons. That's what the scripture says. And so the people in your class need to just be reminded that when we do things God's way, we're blessed. Doesn't mean that everything will always go right. Doesn't mean everything's perfect. This is not a prosperity gospel. What it is saying is that God tends to bless obedience, and eventually he ultimately will bless obedience. There will be a time when we get to heaven and we'll be rewarded for the right things that we do. And God tends to discipline those who do wrong. And if you don't know Christ as Savior, you will pay for the wrongdoing that you do. Separated from God forever. Pretty simple lesson, but I hope it helps you think through how to teach your class. This is one of those lessons where maybe you put the scripture up on a screen, or maybe you write it on a whiteboard, and then you help them by leading questions to get them to come up with basically what the path is and what the destination is. So instead of just giving them the lesson, you help them discover the point of the lesson. And then you help them think through how to apply the lesson. Just a thought. Hope you have a great week. And thank you for teaching people the Bible.